We are here for goodness sake. Hello, family. This is Carol Worth with Saltapol LLC, and we are shooting our first ever Goodness Forum as a YouTube and a podcast if you want to just listen to it. So this forum is here to openly discuss goodness and positivity. And we are going to shoot this as a series. Each week, we're going to have a different business or individual come on and talk about the goodness and positivity that they are doing in life. Because here at Saltapol, we know that a world that works for everyone is possible. And one way that's going to happen is we focus on what's good and what's positive and what's possible. And so we're going to do that. And we invite you to join us. So this week, our very first Goodness Forum, we have a wonderful, wonderful lineup for you. And that is the people sitting with me. This is Jordan Moffitt, and this is Wayne Hoskins, and they are the founders of a business called Relentless Evolution, and they're just fantastic. So each time we do one of these, we're going to have a topic, and we're going to start with a quote. We'll talk about why we chose the quote, and then our guests are going to talk about the quote, and then also about what they're doing to shine their light and, you know, forward the conversation for goodness and positivity in the world, because we know there's a ripple effect that when we touch the lives of others with goodness and positivity, that they start doing the same thing. And then a world that works for everyone is possible. So the topic today, our very first episode, is the best version of yourself. And the quote that we're going to start with is a quote by Norman Vincent Peale. And here's the quote: "Dare to be what your best self knows you ought to be. Dare to be a bigger human being than you have ever been." And we chose that quote because it really speaks to what we know here, which is that you are love. You're a child of God. And when you're coming from your authentic self, you're powerful. And what you are is a place, a space, a possibility for ever expanding good. And we're all the same what. And so, you know, the best version of yourself is an ever evolving, ever expanding good. And so that's what we're a stand for, because we know that that's what you are. And that's what we are here to forward. So we're going to start with this very first forum, and we're going to talk to these wonderful people here, Jordan and Wayne. I first met them at the gym, and before I even met them, I can tell you that their presence, their beingness just preceded them in just a warm vibration of love and positive energy. Like, I was immediately attracted to these people. I just thought, I watched them with other people, and then they greeted me. We greeted each other. We talked, and I just knew they were just a magnificent pair of people who were doing good things in the world. Before we even talked about what their business was, I already knew that their business was good. Whatever their business was, it was good. And so, you know, and we shared a bit. And so I knew I wanted to collaborate with them. And this is the beginning for us of, I hope, a long relationship in, you know, just being a stand for good in the world. And so I want to invite them to introduce themselves and tell you about, I was so struck by their own personal stands. And then tell us a little bit about, number one, what your personal stands are. And then I'm just going to keep asking them questions because they're so awesome. Go ahead.
Cool. Well, I'm Wayne, and my personal stand, my mantra is shed light, spread love. And it's just wherever you go, you have an opportunity to be a source of light in somebody's darkness. You don't know how your word or your touch, just communication, can make somebody feel, change their whole perspective on the day.
Yeah, and my mantra has always been stay true and peace, love, and enlightenment. Because when you stay true to who you are, then you can cultivate peace, love, and then the awakening of really who you're meant to be. So yeah, that's what I live by every day. And then when we came together, we really just were able to magnify that.
So how is it that you guys chose? Because I do understand that we all choose, right? You chose. It took something for you to choose to found your business. So could you tell us a little bit about Relentless Evolution and how that got founded and what that business is about?
Absolutely. So I have been personal training for the last 2 years, and fitness has always been a passion of mine. We actually met in the gym as well, Wayne and I did, and he has always played sports, and it was just something that we knew we absolutely loved, and some things didn't work out as far as other endeavors that we were on, and we came together with these ideas and just really started placing things together of how we wanted to create a business that solidified our passion, being able to give that back to the world. So, but fitness for us really was all about evolving into the best version of yourself. It was all about that, and it actually started out as Evolve, and some things happened where we couldn't have that name for our company. So, yeah.
All right, perfect. So now, Wayne, tell us a little bit more about the business, like how it got started. I know neither one of you guys were working particularly in the fitness field. So tell us a little bit about how that actually came together.
Okay, so I was a sixth grade teacher for 3 years and then actually 4 years. And I also coached and everything, and I just didn't have at night, you know, when it's like 5:30 or 6:30, I'm like, I'm still grading papers, but I got to get to the gym. Like, yeah. I got to get to the right? gym. And I love the kids. It just takes a lot out of you with that. And sure. So
in order don't to I know get, it.
Right?
Yeah, you did that. I was a teacher for 26 years. Yeah.
Okay.
And I get it.
Yeah, so you understand, just, you know, you want to give it your all.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened with me. I wanted to give everything that I could. And I realized, you know, still being young, my mind was kind of wavering. Like, I love the kids, but I didn't really love the top-down structure of it. Mm-hmm. You know, getting told how to do some things when people aren't even in the classroom doing it themselves.
Right.
And I just wanted to give everything that I had, be the best person, the best educator I could be for the kids. And I was just like, I got to take some time off, you know, get more mature, learn some things, do some things, travel some places before I give it what I got. So we got together. And then a couple months, like actually right into it, we were just discussing our passions. And she loved the gym. I loved the gym. We had both had this idea, like, you know, that'd be cool. You know, maybe we can have our own little gym or something, you know, do a little fitness. And we were going to do a mobile fitness, you know, just get some gear, travel to this park or that park and do little expos. And we were like, all right, well, let's get more of a solid foundation beneath us before that. And we really started getting some ideas together, like, you know, I know this person, you know that person. Let's start making some connections. And we started getting some business cards together, got the logo together, obviously before that. And like you said earlier, we wanted this name Evolve, but it was already taken. So we were reading in the Bible, I think it was something in 1 Kings, and it talked about something relentless. And then it kind of correlated with what we were reading, this, and it's another book, into a pit with a snowy lion, or
in a pit with a lion on a snowy day.
Yeah, there we go. And something in there was just talking about being relentless, you know, going forth, not letting anyone take your joy from you, and just never stopping. You always got to meet your goal and then go through that.
Got that.
And we were also, the trifecta part of it, there was
I love a trifecta.
We were reading in one of our devotionals.
Yeah,
it's called the FCA. Relentless study, and we're like, wow, this is cool. How does all that play out? So we tossed the name around Relentless, and we still stuck with Evolve, but we evolved it, and now we got Relentless Evolution. So, you know, just build the brain up, build your body up, build your spirit up.
Yeah. Well, mind, body, spirit, right? It's like how you do anything is how you do everything.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I'm clear about that too. It's like, it's not like you can slack in one area of life and expect things to work well. It's how you do anything, it's how you do everything. And
absolutely.
And so that aspiration to be relentless in your evolution, mm-hmm. your unfolding and ever expanding good, that's so
like
cool. You guys work with people in fitness now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I get the commitment that it takes to found a business and,
absolutely.
You know, let go of the security of a day job, so to speak, to then do that. And Jordan, you also did that.
Yeah. So I was working for an electrical contracting company before, just for security. So I had been a personal trainer a couple of years ago, and it just financially wasn't working for me. Even though it was my passion, it was what I really wanted to do. I knew that I needed to be in a more solid place just for everything that was going on in my life. So I picked up that job from another lady at the gym. And then, yeah, that's really...
So you guys founded this business, and now you're training people. And I know you're humble people, so it's probably like a little uncomfortable for you to talk about the good you're doing with people. But I'm asking you to do it because there are people out there who want to know. So please brag on yourselves.
Go ahead.
Well, I guess it kind of even started. I have to continue with the last statement, but just move forward with that. We were going to launch outside in October, the 1st of October. We were going to have everything go outside. We have a friend and partner. His name is Billy McClendon at Street Fit. And he does a lot of printing for our ministry. It's for Christ ministry. And we were trying to reach an agreement, you know, to see if we could launch our company out of his gym. And, you know, he pieced it together in about a year. It's a great facility. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to make sure that we saw eye to eye on everything, you know, fair deal for everyone. And then, like, 2 days before, it was like, well, we haven't heard from Billy yet. All right, we're going outside, put the jackets on, you know, let's do it. Let's exercise. And we were actually going to a training session, and he texted us like, hey, yeah, let's make this thing happen. Let's partner up. We're like, oh, yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God, because it's going to be cold. We were going to be there, but we didn't know if there were going to be clients, you know, right. Members. So, yeah, he hooked us up with the facility, and we're partnering up, and it's been great so far. But just outside of that, we still keep our own membership elsewhere with another company. Yeah. And it's just great because we're still able to, you know, reach other people, stay human outside of our own gym. I mean, we're going to exercise. But we also want to be out there and be with people because they fill our cups. And just like I said earlier, you don't know what you're going out to, but everything else is darkness. Not saying that we're all light and everything's beautiful with us, but we do have a certain light that we shed into people's darkness. And, you know, just going out, we could, you know, you just meet people, get comfortable in an atmosphere when people are just being so focused on themselves and the individual. It's just like, hey, you know, lighten up. We all in here for the same thing. You know, we're all in here trying to get gains, trying to get stronger, or, you know, trim here or build there, you know. So we just like to make people feel comfortable where they're at doing something that it takes a lot of guts and courage to even do, you know.
Oh, and I see that. I see that every day. I see you guys at the gym. You're always talking to people, encouraging, you're helping. And that just comes out of you all naturally.
Well, and even just to build off of that, our slogan is passionately pursue greatness. Everybody has greatness inside of them. And if that takes us, like, going out there and just paying somebody a compliment or introducing ourselves or giving a smile, then hopefully we can plant that seed in their life for them to see that they're worth something, that they have greatness, you know, that they can really just be of value, because a lot of people don't believe that about themselves, especially with what's going on in the world. And so we have been very blessed to be able to take just that goodness and put it into a vehicle where we can pour out onto other people, especially even with our beliefs as far as Christianity and things like that. We get to pray before all of our sessions, and hopefully that also sows a seed into somebody's life as well. And we have, you talked about some of the clients that we have. We have been just so blessed to see people's bodies change, their minds change, the way that they look at themselves, the way that they feel about themselves. And that's so encouraging. Like, when you just look at a client who's been there for like 2 or 3 months in one of our classes, and you can physically see on their body that they're different, like that they've changed.
That's cool.
It's so motivating. It's inspiring for us just to get back into the gym. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that we talk about all the time is that we encourage people to practice radical self-love, radical meaning from the root, from the love that they are from God. And, a concern, a benevolent concern, wanting to thrive, because we know that we really do love others as we love ourselves. Sure. And if we're not loving ourselves, good luck with loving other people. It's not going to happen. So it's really wonderful the way you guys are just encouraging and developing people in self-love, because again, you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. So when they start loving up on their own selves in their physical being, gosh, it's impacting everything. And the prayer atmosphere that you put out there just is a blessing. So thank you for doing that work, because it's not easy. You know, I know it's not easy. It's really taking something that you guys are willing to make that stand in the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so these guys will be on our referrals page on the website. And then if you're listening to the podcast, it'll be in the show notes, awesome. Your Facebook page. But tell them, like, literally physical address, because you actually are at that gym doing classes and things. So tell them where they can find you.
We are at 1813 East Sprague.
In Spokane, Washington, because, you know, the world's a big place and you won't be able to find them if you go to, you know, Bangladesh.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right next to Beneditos.
Yeah. So. Awesome.
Yeah.
And what kind of classes are you guys doing right now?
We have a boot camp style class. So it's all functional training. Our mission really was just to help people be able to lift a box and lift it over their head, you know, practical ways to do things properly. And then we also do it in like a circuit fashion or as many rounds as possible. We combine a lot of different arenas, bodybuilding, CrossFit style stuff.
Yeah.
So
I'm assuming that you can work with people who have had no experience all the way to people who, I mean, you guys and Jordan, from my understanding, you have been a power lifter, right? You've done competitions in bodybuilding. And you've done also, what kind of sports are you into? You are coaching. I just heard you say that. Yeah, I didn't know that. I
coach basketball, volleyball, cross country. And wow. I also ran cross country, played volleyball and basketball, soccer when I was younger.
Yeah.
You know, you give us some time, we can be good at anything.
Yeah, so I get it. So you can work with people from everything from never been in the gym to pretty high level athletes.
Absolutely.
You can work with those people and help them.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that is so great. Aren't these guys wonderful? Don't you just love them?
Thank you.
So we will bring you back on a little while later and revisit and see where you guys are at again.
Cool. Awesome.
You know,
appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we just love you and thank you for being our guests here on our very first Goodness Forum. So thank you for tuning in. We so appreciate you. We love you. You can find us on the website, saltapaulllc.com. You can find out more about what we're doing there. You can subscribe to the channel by clicking on the subscribe button now. And we just invite you to tune in next week when you can meet more extraordinary people who are doing extraordinary good and spreading positivity and light and love in life. Thank you so much.